City Hall will soon begin the process to allow two developers to build a five-unit, two-story townhouse on a vacant lot on the 400 block of Stadacona Street East. During its July 10 regular meeting, City Council voted unanimously to authorize City Administration to proceed with advertising about and preparing a bylaw amendment for the rezoning of 476 Stadacona Street, east to an R2 medium-density residential district from an R1 large-lot low-density residential district. After the advertising and public engagement are completed, City Administration will bring back a zoning bylaw amendment to complete the rezoning process. The lot is on a corner that has been vacant since 2021, after City Hall issued a demolition permit to tear down the previous one-unit dwelling. Builders Sterling Sumac and Brandon Weber applied to change the rezoning so they could develop the townhouses and 5.5 parking spaces. The units would be self-contained with separate utilities and services and have dedicated off-street parking. The property's current zoning does not allow for this type of on-site density, although an R2 district does allow for townhouses, a council report said. The proposal will fill in and increase dwelling units on a vacant lot, although it will need to meet the development standards within the proposed zoning district, the document continued. Meanwhile, the builders are eligible for funding under the Housing Incentive Program after they submit a completed development permit application. North of the site is an M1 light industrial district with businesses, while to the east and across the street is St. Margaret's School within the CS Community Service and Institutional District. To the west is the R4 core mixed residential district and to the south is the R1 large lot low density residential district, both with housing units. After reviewing the application, City Hall was unable to determine where the on-site garbage collection area would be, as is required for multi-unit dwelling developments under the zoning bylaw, the report said. Furthermore, one of the parking stalls will need to be labeled as an accessible stall, as per the zoning bylaw. These comments have been relayed to the developer and will be updated and reflected on a site plan accompanying the development permit, should the rezoning proposal be approved, the document added. Count. Doug Blanc expressed some hesitation about the project, saying, "I think new development in Moose Jaw is good and we're always looking for housing. But, I drove by this area, and have, a little bit of a concern about the parking because it's right across the street from a school and right around the corner from some other businesses, so it is going to congest that parking on the streets." Blanc thought it was a toss-up with what the city wanted more of, on-street parking or housing. "That is a legitimate concern," said Jim Dixon, manager of economic development. He lived in that area for years and knows the developers will have to address the parking challenges. Mayor Clive Tolley took a more upbeat view, saying, "It's infill housing, and, it's intensifying the neighborhood. It's great." The next regular council meeting is Monday, July 24.